How lucky we are to have so many artists on the Sunshine Coast. Today, I spotlight two authors who live in Half Moon Bay. During a chat with Ruth Rogers, she shared with me that she and her husband moved from Ontario 10 years ago after retiring from their college professor careers. Why the Sunshine Coast? I asked. Ruth's son lives in Vancouver and, inspired by the coast's natural beauty on one of their visits, they began to dream of building a retirement home overlooking the ocean. On a return visit, while gazing out across the strait from where they stood on Hideaway Place, a neighbor informed them that a nearby oceanfront property was for sale. We were fortunate enough to be able to purchase it and build our home, where they now reside. Ruth is one of eight artists at the Landing Artists Summer Show and Sale at the Botanical Gardens this weekend. She invites you to pick up my new book Always Your Peggy, a fictionalized history of my English mother's World War II years. Ruth has written four other books, Those Who Wander, Those Who Stay, Those Who Return, and This Fair Land. I have one on hold at the library. Ruth is also a painter who works in soft pastels, acrylics, oils, watercolors, and mixed media. My usual style is best described as naturalism, with occasional side trips into abstract and contemporary approaches, she explains. I eloquently exclaimed, "Wow," as I took a visual trip through her website gallery. See for yourself at www.ruthrogers or, better still, visit her at the Botanical Gardens. Learn more in Arts Beat and on the Landing Artists Facebook page. I met Lori Paul during planning for the Half Moon Bay Community Association's 2021 Outdoor Festival. Whatever you need help with, I'm your gal. Lori has become the face of the association's events. She represents the free spirit and community-mindedness that we often see in Half Moon Bay. The following year, I ran into Lori at the Willingdon Beach Campground in Powell River, where Lori was keeping her family tradition of vacationing there. When I asked her what she was up to, besides camping, obviously, she shyly told me that she had delivered copies of her book Ing to a local bookstore. Her colorful book inspired me to turn each page slowly, contemplating the meanings within, reaching, connecting, becoming, dreaming. Lori writes, "Ing is everywhere. Ing takes us on a journey to the heart of what matters, to lift another as to recognize their being." Learn more at www.loripaul.com. Her book is available at Tallawind Books in Sechelt. In my Perfection of the Morning column, I mention finding inspiration from Sharon Butala's book. Her sister, who lives in Gibson's, sent me this lovely message which made my day. I was so pleased to see what pleasure you took from reading my sister's book. I will pass on your warm words. She'll be pleased, I know. The HBCA's next Lazy Days Spectacular Music event is on Wednesday, August 9th. Details are on their website. You won't want to miss it. All are invited to the August 10 HMB Nursery Night Market, Fizzies and Friends on Fawn. Check their Facebook page for details.